Welcome back for another deep dive. Usually we dig into some pretty hefty research papers or documentaries, but this time we're switching things up and going hyperlocal.
Oh, wow, local.
Yeah, super local. We'll be exploring the May 2024 issue of the Around the Port newspaper.
Round the port.
Yep. A community newspaper for La Porte, Texas. It's like getting the whole month's worth of happenings all in one place.
So it's like a snapshot of life in the port.
Exactly. A
Yeah.
little time capsule filled with everything from, local events and politics to heartwarming stories.
And maybe even a crossword puzzle or two.
Oh, there's definitely a crossword puzzle. Okay, so let's dive right in. May seems to be a pretty busy month in La Porte. They've got a Main Street art walk happening on May 3rd.
An art walk.
Yep. Wine, live music, local art. Sounds like a good time.
It does sound lovely. It probably reflects the importance of supporting those local businesses and, creating a space for the community to come together right there on Main Street.
I bet. Then on May 31st, they have a mother-son dodgeball tournament at the Special Programs Center.
Yeah.
I just hope they have good insurance for all those flying dodgeballs.
That's hilarious. It's nice to see a community event that's not just about, art or culture, but also about having fun and a little bit of friendly competition.
Totally. And holding it at the Special Programs Center suggests they're focusing on inclusivity and making sure these events are accessible to everyone.
Absolutely. It sounds like La Porte really values creating a welcoming environment for all its residents.
And get this, they also mentioned 68th Sylvan Beach Day Festival.
68th.
I know, that's a lot of festivals. This
Yeah.
has to be like a massive event for La Porte. I'd
Yeah.
love to learn more about the history of this festival and what makes it so special for the community.
Me too. Oh, and on a more practical note, May 25th is the grand opening of the city of La Porte's outdoor swimming pools.
Just in time for those hot Texas summers.
Exactly.
Okay, let's switch gears a bit and talk about something that I think a lot of communities are dealing with these days. Environmental concerns around La Porte dedicates a significant portion of this issue to the EPA's stricter clean air standards for chemical plants.
Ah, yes, that's a big one.
It seems like it's a really big deal for the area.
It is. These new rules are going to directly impact 19 plants in the La Porte, Deer Park, and Pasadena area.
19 plants.
19. And the EPA is anticipating a huge reduction in toxic air pollution, which is a big win for public health, especially in a region that's had its fair share of industrial incidents.
Definitely. The article specifically points out ethylene oxide and chloroprene as chemicals of concern. They've been linked to increased cancer risks, which is a scary thought.
Yeah, and what's especially concerning about those two chemicals is that they don't just disappear quickly. They can actually linger near the ground, which means there's a higher risk for people living nearby.
That's really concerning. It makes you think about the balance between economic development and protecting the environment.
Absolutely. It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
For sure. The paper also mentions a $6.6 million settlement that was reached over the 2019 ITC Deer Park fire.
Wow, that fire had a lasting impact.
It did. And it seems like they're still dealing with the consequences. The funds from that settlement are going to be used to help restore natural resources and make up for recreational opportunities that were lost because of the fire.
It's a step towards addressing the long-term effects of that incident.
Okay, let's move on to some good news. How about some education news? The La Porte High School Band earned superior ratings at the UIL Region 19 concert and sight reading evaluation.
Superior ratings. That's incredible.
I know, that's a huge accomplishment for a high school band.
It really speaks to the dedication of those students and their teachers. It seems like La Porte is really prioritizing quality music education.
Yeah, it sounds like they're setting those kids up for success.
Definitely.
And the district is gearing up for their summer launch event on May 8th. It's basically a whole evening of activities for students and parents to learn about summer programs, sports, and even get a head start on registration for the next school year.
That's a fantastic idea. It's great to see a school district that's so focused on engaging students year-round.
And of course, we can't forget about graduation. La Porte High School is holding their graduation ceremony on May 24th at Abshire Stadium.
A big day for those graduating seniors.
A huge milestone.
Right.
Speaking of big events, local politics are heating up with the May 4th election just around the corner.
Oh, yes, election season.
Around La Porte recaps a Meet the Candidates forum where residents got to hear from the folks running for city council and the mayoral race.
That's so important for local elections,
Yeah.
giving residents a chance to really get to know the candidates and understand where they stand on the issues.
Definitely. And from what I'm reading, This election could be pretty close. There are a lot of contested positions on the ballot.
It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Okay, let's talk about business for a minute. There's some exciting news about new single-family homes being built in Bay Village, but these aren't just any homes, they're stilt homes.
Stilt homes. That's interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if it has anything to do with flooding concerns in Bay Village.
It probably does. Stilt homes are often built in areas that are prone to flooding. It seems like LaPorte is taking a proactive approach to address potential environmental challenges.
Especially after Hurricane Harvey back in 2017.
Exactly. That was a devastating storm, and it's understandable that they're taking steps to mitigate future risks.
Now for something a little more heartwarming, RE/MAX is teaming up with the LaPorte Adoption Center and Animal Shelter for a special event on June 22nd.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. It's a great example of a local business stepping up to support a community cause. They're going to waive adoption fees and even offer special gifts for the first 10 adoptions.
That's a wonderful way to encourage people to adopt and give those animals loving homes.
I think so too. Okay, this next story is where things get really interesting. This issue features a story about a woman named Mona Grab, who seems like an absolutely remarkable person.
Oh, tell me more.
This human interest piece is incredible. It really gives you a glimpse into the lives of those everyday people who make their communities better. And Mona's story, as told by her daughter Kelly, is just so inspiring and heartwarming.
I love those kinds of stories. It's a reminder that there are amazing people all around us doing incredible things.
So Mala's journey is amazing. She was a school bus driver, a devoted teen mom, and even built a successful career at Exxon, all while raising her children.
Wow, she sounds like a super mom.
She really does, and her story reflects how the roles of women in society have evolved. She was able to balance motherhood, community involvement, and a demanding career. It's a testament to her strength and adaptability.
It's so true. We often don't hear about these incredible people who quietly contribute so much to their communities.
Sadly, the paper also reports on a tragic house fire that took the life of a 72-year-old resident named Connie Fortune.
Oh no, that's heartbreaking.
The incident happened on S Virginia Street, and it's still under investigation. It's a reminder that life is precious and unpredictable.
And it highlights the importance of community support during times of crisis. The article mentions that various emergency services responded quickly, even getting help from neighboring departments.
Let's take a moment to remember the five individuals whose obituaries are included in this issue: Austin Baker, Lila Ann D'Souza Janda, Philip Lee Dunn, Rodney Blake, Hot Rod, Jardina, and Winona Sue Olson. Each one represents a life lived and a story that deserves to be remembered.
It's always poignant to read those obituaries. They offer a glimpse into the lives of people who were part of the fabric of this community.
And each obituary tells a unique story highlighting the diverse lives and legacies of LaPorte residents.
Exactly. Like Austin Baker. His final act of kindness was organ donation, which is a powerful testament to his generosity.
And Philip Dunn was a beloved pastor who dedicated his life to serving his community through his church and his work in jail and prison ministry.
It's a reminder that even in death, we can leave behind a positive impact on the world.
The LaPorte Livestock Show and Rodeo Association just raised an incredible amount of money for exhibitors at their annual event.
How much did they raise?
Get this, $210,350.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's a testament to the community's support for these kids and their involvement in agriculture.
It sounds like a big event.
It is. They auctioned off all sorts of animals and projects, from steers and swine to rabbits and even creative arts projects.
That's amazing. It's great to see a community that values its agricultural heritage and is investing in the next generation.
Okay, time for some sports. The LaPorte High School tennis team had a fantastic showing at the 18-5A district tournament. Chris Berrigan and AJ Toledo even secured third place in boys' doubles.
Congratulations to them.
And while the LaPorte Lady Dogs softball team didn't advance in the playoffs, they showed incredible dedication and sportsmanship throughout the season.
High school sports are about so much more than just winning or losing. They teach valuable lessons about teamwork, perseverance, and striving for excellence.
I agree. Now, for something a little lighter, Around the Port has a section called Nice Catch, where they feature photos of readers with their, you guessed it, prize catches.
That's cute. I bet it's a popular feature.
It is, and they even encourage readers to submit their own fishing photos. It's a fun way to create a sense of community and share those outdoor adventures.
It's all about those simple pleasures.
Exactly. In other news, J. Scott Pulig has been confirmed as the new LaPorte Police Chief. He's got a lot of experience, over 25 years in law enforcement.
That's great to hear. Experience is definitely valuable in a role like that.
Definitely. And for all the animal lovers out there, Sarah Kessler DVM is offering special discounts for senior pets throughout May.
Oh, that's so thoughtful.
It's a wonderful gesture, and I'm sure it'll be appreciated by many pet owners in LaPorte. It shows a real commitment to animal welfare.
It does. So we've covered a lot of ground already, from community events and environmental concerns to education and local politics. It seems like around LaPorte really does capture all aspects of life in this small Texas town. What are your initial thoughts?
Honestly, I'm blown away by how much this community seems to come together and support each other, whether it's cheering on their high school athletes or rallying around causes like pet adoption. There's a real sense of unity in LaPorte.
I completely agree. And I think what's really special is how around LaPorte captures both the joys and sorrows, big wins, and the everyday struggles that make up life in this community.
It's a reminder that even in a small town like LaPorte, there are so many stories to tell.
And that those stories are worth sharing.
Absolutely. We've only just scratched the surface of this deep dive. There's still so much more to explore.
I can't wait to see what else we uncover. Welcome back to our deep dive into the May 2024 issue of Around LaPorte. As we've been going through this month's news, there's this one theme that just keeps popping up.
Oh, really? What's that?
This idea of community resilience, especially in the face of all sorts of challenges.
Yeah, you're right. It seems like every story has this thread of the community coming together to support each other. And speaking of resilience, there's another story here that really grabbed my attention, the one about the LaPorte Retired School Employees Association.
The LPRSEA.
That's the one. It's so cool to see these retired educators staying connected to their community and making a difference even after they've finished their teaching careers.
It really speaks to their dedication to education and to LaPorte.
The article mentions that they're having their end-of-year luncheon on May 16th, but it sounds like it's a lot more than just a luncheon.
What else is happening?
Well, they're presenting a scholarship, installing new officers, and even holding a memorial service for members who have passed away.
Wow, that's really special.
It's
a beautiful way to honor their shared history and remember those who came before them.
And by offering that scholarship, they're helping to shape the future of education as well. It's like they're bridging the gap between generations.
It's a powerful symbol of their commitment to LaPorte and to the future of education.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about politics. The May 4th election is just around the corner, and it's generating a lot of buzz in this issue of Around LaPorte.
It sounds like there's a lot at stake in this election.
There is. Several key positions are up for grabs, including the mayor's seat and various city council seats. Around LaPorte provides a helpful list of all the candidates for each position, as well as information about where residents can vote.
It's great that they're providing that information to their readers.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about making sure people are informed and engaged in the political process.
Absolutely. And they also hosted that Meet the Candidates forum we talked about earlier, where voters could hear directly from the people running for office and ask them questions.
Events like that are so crucial for local elections. They give residents a chance to really connect with the candidates, understand their positions on the issues, and make informed decisions at the ballot box.
Okay, are you ready for something a little more lighthearted?
Always. What do you have in mind?
How about the Around LaPorte crossword puzzle?
Oh, yes, the crossword. A classic. What's this month's theme?
It looks like they've got a mix of everything, pop culture, geography, science, history, you name it.
It's a fun way to test your knowledge and maybe even learn something new along the way.
It's a good reminder that even in a world filled with serious news, there's always room for a little bit of fun and brain teasing.
I love that they include something like this.
Yeah.
It adds a bit of personality to the paper and encourages people to interact with it in a different way.
Speaking of interacting with the community, there's an article here about the city council approving a grant application for something called the Little Cedar Bayou Nature Trail Rehabilitation Project.
A nature trail rehabilitation project. That sounds interesting.
It is. They're basically going to be replacing a boardwalk and pavilion that were damaged, and also two bridges that have seen better days.
So it's about improving and preserving those natural spaces for the community.
Exactly. And they're seeking grant funding from the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, which shows that they're being resourceful and looking for ways to go beyond just local resources.
It's a smart approach to community development,
uh-huh.
Especially after the damage they sustained from Hurricane Harvey.
Speaking of community events, did you see the article about the 68th Sylvan Beach Day Festival?
Oh, yeah, the big one.
It sounds like it was an amazing event filled with music, food, and lots of community spirit.
I would have loved to be there. Just looking at the pictures in the paper, you can feel the energy and excitement.
Me too. It really makes you want to learn more about the history of this festival and what it means to the people of LaPorte.
It seems like it's more than just a festival. It's a celebration of their history and their connection to Sylvan Beach.
And on a completely different note, There's a little correction here from their April issue about the Miss Sylvan Beach pageant winners.
Oh no, what happened?
It seems like there were some production errors and they printed the wrong information about the winners. But they've set the record straight in this issue and provided the correct names and titles.
It's good that they acknowledged the mistake and corrected it. It's important to be accurate and transparent, especially for a local newspaper.
I agree. Okay, now back to some heartwarming news. Remember the article about RE/MAX partnering with the LaPorte Adoption Center and Animal
Oh
Shelter?
yes, that's a great initiative.
Well, their big adoption event is happening on June 22nd, and they're pulling out all the stops to find loving homes for these animals.
What are they doing?
They're waiving adoption fees, offering special gifts for the first 10 adoptions, and they're even collecting supplies for the shelter.
That's fantastic. It's a wonderful way to support the shelter and encourage people to adopt.
And it's a reminder that even small actions can make a big difference in the lives of these animals.
Speaking of making a difference, there's an article here about the LPPD Awards celebration.
Oh, yeah. Where they honor the officers, dispatchers, and civilian employees of the LaPorte Police Department.
It's great to see them being recognized for their dedication and service to the community.
Especially after the recent loss of Chief Dittrich.
That's true. It's a reminder that even in times of sadness and loss, the work goes on, and these individuals continue to serve and protect their community.
They give out all sorts of awards, life-saving awards, chief's commendations, employee of the quarter recognitions. It's a chance to highlight the incredible work that these people do every day.
And the article even shares some specific examples of heroism and dedication, like Officer Darian Britton and PSAA Princess Holmes, who both received life-saving awards.
It's inspiring to hear about those acts of courage and selflessness. It makes you realize the risks and challenges that law enforcement officers face every day.
And there's another story about animal control adoption specialist Tessa Thompson and animal control specialist Mitch Beasley, who both received chief's commendations.
It's so important to recognize the work that animal control officers do. They often deal with really difficult situations, but they're so dedicated to animal welfare.
It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
And it's heartwarming to see them being recognized for their compassion and commitment.
Let's move on to education. Around LaPorte has some updates on what's happening in the LaPorte Independent School District. We already talked about the high school band success and the upcoming summer launch event, but there's even more.
What else is going on?
Well, Rhonda Lopez's kindergarten class at Leo Arizzuto Elementary School was named Classroom of the Month.
Oh, that's adorable. What makes him so special?
The article talks about how hardworking the students are and how dedicated Mrs. Lopez is to creating a nurturing and engaging learning environment.
It sounds like a wonderful classroom.
It does. And Around LaPorte reminds readers about the LaPorte ISD summer launch event that's happening on May 8th at James H. Baker 6th grade campus.
It's a chance for students and families to discover all the cool summer opportunities that are available.
Exactly. From camps and athletics to registration for the next school year, they've even got fun activities planned like a petting zoo, a bounce house, and a flight simulator.
Okay, that sounds pretty amazing.
I know. Sign me up. Now let's talk about something that's generating some excitement in the LaPorte real estate market. The new single-family stilt homes in Bay Village.
Those are the ones designed with flooding in mind, right?
They are. It's a great example of how developers are adapting to the environmental challenges that coastal communities are facing.
It's about finding creative solutions to protect homes and families from the risks of flooding and sea level rise.
Okay, time for some sports updates. Around LaPorte highlights some of the recent achievements of both high school and community athletes.
We'll hear it.
Well, the LaPorte High School tennis team had a great showing at the 18-5A district tournament.
I remember them. Chris Berrigan and AJ Toledo took third place in boys' doubles.
That's right. And while the LaPorte Lady Dogs softball team didn't make it past the bi-district round of the playoffs, they showed incredible sportsmanship and dedication throughout the season.
It's a reminder that in sports, it's not always about winning. It's about the lessons you learn along the way, about teamwork, resilience, and striving for excellence.
And speaking of striving for excellence, the LaPorte Livestock Show and Rodeo Association just raised an incredible amount of money for their exhibitors.
They did, $210,350 to be exact.
It's a testament to the community's strong support for their young people and their involvement in agriculture.
This event is clearly a cherished tradition in LaPorte. It's a chance to celebrate their agricultural heritage and pass on those values of hard work, dedication, and community support to the next generation.
Okay, this next one is just pure sweetness. A group of volunteers called Team Daniel have been posting positive messages on the sign next to City Hall in Shore Acres.
Oh, that's so nice. What kinds of messages?
You know, just uplifting and encouraging messages. It's a simple gesture, but it's clearly making a difference.
It's a reminder that sometimes the smallest things can have the biggest impact. Spreading kindness and positivity can really brighten someone's day.
And the Shoreacres office staff even recognized Team Daniel for their contribution, which shows how much those messages are appreciated.
It's heartwarming to see a community embrace acts of kindness like this.
Speaking of community events, did you see the article about the State of the Cities and Schools event?
I did. It sounds like a really informative event.
It was. It was hosted by the LaPorte Bayshore Chamber of Commerce, and it gave residents a chance to hear directly from leaders in LaPorte Shoreacres and Morgan's Point, as well as from the LaPorte Independent School District.
So they covered a lot of ground.
They did. They talked about everything from the 2023 LaPorte ISD bond to various infrastructure projects and even the restoration of Colonel James Morgan New Washington Prairie in Morgan's Point.
It's great to see those communities working together and sharing their plans for the future.
And this one's for all the science lovers out there. San Jacinto College hosted this amazing STEM festival called Mind Trekkers.
STEM festivals are always so much fun. What did they have?
Well, over 5,300 sixth graders from surrounding areas got to experience all sorts of hands-on science, technology, engineering, and math activities.
Wow, that's a lot of kids.
The article describes the festival as mind-blowing, and I can only imagine. They had everything from liquid nitrogen, ice cream, and fire tornadoes to burning money demonstrations and moments of inertia spinners.
That sounds incredible. What a fun way to learn about STEM.
It's great to see educational institutions getting kids excited about science and technology.
It's an investment in the future, for sure.
Okay, this next one is a bit more formal. Rear Admiral William W. Baer Picavance Jr., U.S. Navy was honored in a special naming ceremony at the San Jacinto College Maritime Campus.
Wow, Annette.
I know. It's pretty impressive. They named the student lounge near the campus entrance the Admiral's Lounge in honor of his contributions to the development of the maritime campus.
That's a fitting tribute.
It is. He played a key role in the design and construction of the entire campus. He was involved in everything from securing funding to navigating all the bureaucratic hurdles.
It sounds like he was really passionate about this project.
He was. And thanks to his dedication, the Maritime Campus is now this state-of-the-art facility where students can receive top-notch training in maritime professions.
That's a legacy to be proud of.
This issue of Around LaPorte also features the obituaries of several members of the community. It's a reminder that life is a journey and that we all leave behind a story.
It's always bittersweet to read those obituaries. They offer a glimpse into the lives of people who are part of the fabric of LaPorte.
Like Austin Baker, whose final act of kindness was organ donation, a selfless gesture that speaks volumes about his character.
And Philip Lee Dunn, a beloved pastor who dedicated his life to serving others through his church and his work in jail and prison ministry.
These obituaries remind us that even in death, we can leave behind a positive impact on the world.
And we're reminded of the fragility of life in the article about the tragic house fire on S. Virginia Street that claimed the life of 72-year-old Connie Fortune.
It's a heartbreaking loss for the community and a reminder of the importance of fire safety.
It's in times of tragedy that we often see the strength and compassion of a community shine through. The article mentions the quick response of emergency services, including mutual aid from surrounding communities.
It's a reminder that even in the darkest of times, people come together to support each other.
Now, shifting our focus to local politics, we see John Guillon, a candidate for the LaPorte City Council District 4, running on a platform that seems to resonate with the needs of the community.
He's got a lot of great ideas.
He does. He's talking about improving parks and amenities, addressing illegal drug activity, reviewing neighborhood infrastructure, and supporting responsible development. It seems like he really understands the issues that matter to LaPorte residents.
And his involvement in organizations like the LaPorte Gold Star Families Memorial Monument Honorary Board and the private first class Matthew K. Gaughan Foundation shows his commitment to serving others.
It's great to see candidates who are so invested in their community.
Back to something heartwarming. RE/MAX Excellence is teaming up with the LaPorte Adoption Center and Animal Shelter for an adoption event on June 22nd.
I love that they keep doing these events. It's such a great way to help animals find loving homes.
And they're really making it easy for people to adopt. They're collecting supplies for the shelter, waiving adoption fees, and even offering a special gift from RE/MAX Excellence for the first 10 adoptions.
It's heartwarming to see a local business so dedicated to supporting animal welfare.
Speaking of animal welfare, Dr. Sarah Kessler is offering a special discount for senior pets in May. Oh, that's so sweet. It's great to see a vet who recognizes the special needs of older animals and makes it easier for owners to provide them with proper care. Okay, remember the nice catch feature we talked about earlier where they showcase pictures of readers with their prize catches?
Oh, yes, that's fun.
Well, they also mentioned that catfish stocking at neighborhood fish and lakes across Texas will resume on April 12th.
That's great news for all the fishing enthusiasts out there.
They're adding thousands of catfish to 18 lakes throughout the state, including several in the Houston area.
It's a great way to enhance recreational fishing opportunities and ensure that these lakes have healthy fish populations.
And here's a little shout out to a local business, Askins and Astins PC, a law firm specializing in wills, estates, trusts, real estate, and contracts.
It's good to know that these essential legal services are available right there in the community.
And their ad emphasizes their commitment to personal service and community connection, which makes those services feel less intimidating and more accessible.
Speaking of community connection, the LaPorte Police Department Awards celebration was a great example of that.
It was a chance to recognize the officers, dispatchers, and civilian employees who worked tirelessly to keep LaPorte safe.
It was a moving tribute to their dedication and sacrifice.
The awards ranged from life-saving awards to chief's commendations and employee of the quarter recognitions. They even highlighted specific examples of heroism like Officer Darian Britton and PSAA Princess Holmes receiving life-saving awards.
It's a reminder of the dangers that law enforcement officers face every day and the incredible bravery they display in serving and protecting their community.
Now, shifting our focus to a vital community resource, the Bread of Life Food Pantry, a ministry of First Baptist LaPorte, has announced their May distribution schedule.
Food pantries play such a crucial role in supporting those who are struggling with food insecurity.
They really do. And the Bread of Life Food Pantry is a lifeline for many individuals and families in LaPorte.
It's heartwarming to see organizations like this stepping up to address such a fundamental need within the community.
The May distribution is happening on Saturday, March 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., but they require pre-registration.
It's good that they're organized and making sure everyone who needs assistance can access it.
Okay, this next one is for all the book lovers out there. The Around the Library section of Around LaPorte highlights all the great things happening at the Harris County Public Library in LaPorte.
Oh, I love libraries. What do they have going on?
Well, they've got book reviews for all ages, and their May library schedule is jam-packed with activities.
Like what?
They've got after-school science time, adult origami, teen STEAM-free, comic book day, Lego club, homeschool meetups, you name it.
It sounds like there's something for everyone.
It is. It's a reminder that libraries are so much more than just places to borrow books. They're community hubs where people of all ages can come together to learn, create, and connect.
And for those looking for summer fun, San Jacinto College is offering a fantastic lineup of summer camps for students aged 6 to 18.
Summer camps are the best.
They are. And these camps cover a wide range of topics, from academics and arts to sports and technology. It's a great way for kids to keep learning and exploring their interests, even during summer break.
And it gives parents some peace of mind knowing that their kids are engaged in enriching activities.
Even pest control companies are getting in on the community spirit.
What do you mean?
Well, Whimsy Home and Decor is reminding residents that dog moms are moms too, with a sweet Mother's Day message.
Oh, that's cute.
It's a lighthearted touch that adds a personal dimension to their business and acknowledges the special bond between people and their pets.
It's all about making those connections.
And speaking of connections, LaPorte residents can cool off and connect with their community at the city's outdoor swimming pools, which open on Saturday, May 25th.
Pool season is finally here.
They've got four pools to choose from: Fairmont Pool, Northwest Pool, San Jacinto Pool, and the Little Cedar Bayou Wave Pool. Something for everyone.
And pool party reservations are now open, so residents can plan ahead and make the most of those summer days.
It's a reminder that amidst all the challenges and anxieties of life, there's always room for fun recreation and those special moments of community bonding that make life so rich.
I love that perspective. It's all about finding that balance.
Yeah, it really is. It's like they're saying, hey, take a break, have some fun, and enjoy life.
For sure. And you know, those shared experiences, they help to bring people together and strengthen those community bonds.
Absolutely. Speaking of fun and community, did you see the article about the mother-son dodgeball tournament?
Oh, yeah. That one sounds like a riot. It's on May 31st at the Special Program Center.
Dodgeball. That brings back memories. I can just imagine all the moms and sons out there having a blast.
I bet it's a lot of laughs and maybe a few bruises, too.
Hopefully not too many bruises. but it's great that they're encouraging those mother-son bonds. And holding it at the Special Programs Center, again, shows how committed they are to making sure everyone feels welcome and included.
Okay, switching gears a bit. The Bay Forest Handicap Association held its monthly golf tournament at the Bay Forest Golf Course back on April 20th.
Sounds like a fun event.
It does. Golf seems to be pretty popular in LaPorte.
It's a great way to enjoy the outdoors and get some exercise.
The article mentions that James Munsell took first place in the championship flight. And they adjust the scores based on each player's handicap, so everyone has a fair chance of winning.
That's a great way to level the playing field and make it more about having fun than just being the best golfer.
Right. And for those who are a bit more competitive, they've got the Bay Area Championship coming up on May 18th and 19th.
That sounds like a big deal.
Okay, remember that correction we talked about regarding the Miss Sylvan Beach pageant winners?
Yeah. They printed the wrong information in the April issue.
Well, it's great to see that Around the Port took the time to set the record straight and publish the correct names and titles in this issue.
It's important for a local newspaper to be accurate and accountable, especially when it comes to recognizing people's achievements.
Definitely. Okay, so we've pretty much covered all the major stories from the May 2024 issue of Around the Port. What are your final thoughts on this deep dive?
You know, what really strikes me is the incredible sense of community in LaPorte. They've faced some real challenges, whether it's environmental concerns, economic uncertainties, or even personal tragedies. But through it all, they've come together to support each other, celebrate their successes, and build a better future for themselves.
I couldn't agree more. It's really inspiring to see a community that's so resilient and so dedicated to taking care of each other.
It's a reminder that even in a world that can often feel divided and disconnected, there are still places where people genuinely care about their neighbors and are working together to create something positive.
And Around LaPorte does such a fantastic job of capturing the essence of this community, showcasing both the joys and the sorrows, the big wins and the everyday moments that make up life in LaPorte.
It's a reminder that even small towns like LaPorte have incredible stories to tell and that those stories are worth listening to.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with a thought. What can we learn from communities like LaPorte? How can we foster that same sense of resilience and connection in our own lives and in our own communities?
It's a question worth pondering. Thank you for joining us on this journey into the heart of LaPorte, Texas. We hope you've gained a new appreciation for the power of community and the importance of local journalism in connecting us all.
We'll see you next time for another deep dive.